Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Spirit Coach, Intuitive Counselor, JP, broadcasting to you live from Miami, Florida. You are listening to Sacred Embers Radio. I am super excited that you're here with me today. We are going to have a fantastic time. It's been a busy weekend. That's okay. We are almost there. We've almost made it. We've almost finished the week out really, really strong. I'm excited about today. We're going to have a great time. We're going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to open up the lines, see if you want to ask a question. Don't be scared. The number to dial in is 646-564-9868. You're listening to me, JP, all the way from Miami, Florida. This is Embers Radio. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Sacred Embers Network. I am your host today. I'm JP, born and raised, currently living in hot Miami because it's hot. Emphasis on hot. I don't know where you're calling me from. I don't know what time of day it is, but I am truly honored and blessed that you are here with me in this space. I'm coming down off a spiritual high. I've had quite a week. I've done some wedding ceremonies yesterday. I had to do a sermon today, so I'm coming down off of a high, spiritual high. My body is completely exhausted. I'm tired, but you know what? I'm super excited about being able to have this show and this space with you moving forward. You'll be able to find me right here every Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. What's that? 3 o'clock on the other side, PST time. You'll be able to find me right here on my brand new home, the Sacred Embers. I want to shout out to Miss DC Love. Not sure if she's listening, but I'm shouting you out. I'm sending you a ton of love, a ton of light, because it was her that made this happen. If it had not been for you, I wouldn't be back on radio. So shout out to you, DC. I love you. Thank you so much. I think she's an Aries like I am. If I'm not mistaken, she's an Aries. So I think we're Aries brothers and sister. I think. Don't quote me on that, because I'm pretty sure she doesn't want to give out her birthday information right now. But I am super excited. You know what? The lines are filling up, and they're filling up because you want to talk. You got some stuff on your mind. You got some stuff on your chest. You need some spiritual guidance. You need a little intuitive session. That's fine. I'll give it to you. The number to dial in is 646-564-9868. Shout out to everyone in the chat room. I see someone. This person I call my beloved. Yes, you heard it right here. I'm calling her my beloved. My beloved Ms. Laverne is in the chat room. I don't know if she can see me waving, but I'm waving. I know she can feel it. I know she definitely can feel it. I'm waving to her. Oh, it's so good to see her here. It's so good to be here. This is really great. I want to start off, if you don't mind, with a prayer, because prayer is great. And I believe in affirmative prayer, which is encouraging, fostering, cultivating, acknowledging all the good that's around us, all the good that's in us, all the good that's with us. And instead of me coming up with my own one, you know, my own affirmative prayer, I found this really cool prayer that I shared today. And I want to share it with you all. And it's by the author, famous author of The Four Agreements, Mr. Don Miguel Ruiz. And this is a really awesome prayer for self-love. And so I'm going to say this prayer for everybody that's on the line today, including myself. I'm going to take a little bit of this prayer for myself, too. But this prayer is for everybody listening in today. And this is my gift to you. Because you are a gift. I really appreciate you being here with me today. I really appreciate us having this opportunity and time and space. I appreciate you for being in existence, and that sounds super corny, but you're going to realize at the end of this broadcast how sincere I am, because I have a philosophy, I have an idea, I have a basis for life, and that is God can't exist without you. Literally, God can't exist without you. If we believe that God is in all things and God is in everyone and everywhere, that means that we are the sum total of God. We are the sum total of love. And so without you, beloved, you know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. You know, I know it's tough. Bills got to be paid. People are getting on your nerves. The job thing, the car thing, the house thing, the government thing. I get it. But please understand that none of this, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever, none of it could exist without you. You are the sum total of God, period. And we know that God exists because you are here. And so that means your life is sacred. That means you, the person listening to me right now, you're sacred. You are holy. You're beautiful. You're lovely. You are perfection because you are the complete vessel and channel and expression of the divine light that we all are. So this prayer is for you. Today, Creator of the universe, we ask that you help us to accept ourselves just the way we are, without the judgment. Help us to accept our mind the way it is, with all of our emotions, our hopes, our dreams, our personality, even our unique way of being. Help us to accept our bodies just the way it is, with all of its beauty and perfection. Let the love we have for ourselves be so strong that we never again reject ourselves, sabotage our happiness, freedom, and love. And so it is. And so it is. I heard someone say, and so it is. I love it. Amen, amen, amen. If you want to call in, that number to dial in is 646-564-9868. I asked. Oh, I see the hearts. It's sending me the heart and the wave. I love the wave. We have a new guest in the chat room. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that screen name. I went to public school. Couldn't afford the fancy school. So, you know, you're going to get a public conversation with me because I went to public school. but shout out to you. I asked Spirit to kind of give us a little word for today, to give us a message for today for everyone who's called in today. And the lines are filling up fast. Real fast. And want you to know there's a card that popped up for today. Actually, two cards that popped up. And the first one for everyone listening via chat or online, the first one is detach from the drama. Womp, womp. Detach from the drama. Not sure how your week went. Not sure how your July is going. But Spirit is really, really encouraging us to really detach and unplug from the drama. Okay, we don't have to bury our heads in sand, but we definitely can start to manage a little bit more about where we're investing and spending our time. Remember, you are feeding yourself on a constant basis, your mind, your heart, your spirit, your subconscious. You're feeding it. So watch what you're feeding, because whatever you eat is what you put back out. And that's the polite version of that, because we're on radio. And the second card is, I think, really, really interesting. It's the card entitled Opening Your Heart to Love. And so there's a real, real encouragement to unplug ourselves from all the drama and the loud voices in the world. Unplug ourselves and really get still and clear enough to know that it's completely safe for us to open our hearts and to receive all the good that's around us. And right now, I know that feels a little counterintuitive. It even feels a little counterproductive because the world is so loud and so angry these days. And rightly so. There's a lot going on, and people are dealing with a lot of different issues and a lot of different emotional layers and contrasting issues. I get it. But if you can take a step back and disassociate yourself from all the drama, what you'll start to understand and feel, like today, I felt really strongly when I got up this morning and I went out, got dressed, got in my car. Right before I got in the car, I got the nudge from Spirit to stop. And I'm standing by my car. And of course, you know, my neighbors probably think I'm very weird by now because I do some really random, weird, awkward things. And I'm standing by my car, and it's a beautiful sunrise. This is early in the morning, like 7:30 in the morning. I'm standing by my car, and I breathe in and I breathe out, and immediately, intuitively and psychically, I pick up all this wonderful feel-good energy in the atmosphere. All of this goodness that's available, it was like this new beginning sort of energy. It was so beautiful. It was so soft. It was so subtle. It was so peaceful. And I just soaked it up for at least 20 minutes. I just soaked it up, and I just carried it with me throughout the day. And it's so amazing how that love is always available to us, but we don't realize it. We don't pay attention to it because we're in our heads. We're in the dialogue and the conversation of our heads. We're reacting and responding to what's going on in our personal lives, our personal world, that we never take the opportunity to stop and really pay attention and dig deep and go inward and pay attention to the constant love that's always available to us, the constant well-being, the constant peace, the joy, the freedom that's available to us. I think that's what Spirit is trying to encourage us to do right now with it, detaching from the drama and opening our hearts to love. I can tell you I had a fantastic day, and it wasn't because anything changed. You know, I met the same folks I meet all the time. I did some of the same things I do on a Sunday. I had a fantastic day because I was so full of that love that was so ever present. I was so full of it. I'm still full of it. All because I took the time to slow down and open myself and open my heart to the love that was available. And it helps a hell of a lot more when you take the time to detach yourself from the mind clutter, from the mind conversation, from the voices in the world, from the voices of our culture and our society. If you just detach from that a little bit and spend some time really sitting down or standing up and soaking in all that good stuff, I'm telling you, I am on a spiritual high. And this is a good type of high. This is a good high. And so that's what I've got for us all today. Don't think that's corny. I know I'm preaching to the choir on some of you, but you definitely needed that reminder today. How about that? If you like to talk with me and get a spiritual intuitive reading, the number to dial is 646-564-9868. You're going to press the number 1 on your dial pad. That lets me know that you're interested in getting a reading. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. We can talk about it all. We can talk about it all. And so I am going to the phone lines. We're going to clear some space. I'm going to address you by your area code and the first 3 digits of your telephone number. You're going to come on. We're going to chat a bit. We're going to talk about what's going on with you. I'm going to give you what I got. And what I got is something good. I got something good. And guess what? You're going to give me what you got. I don't think people realize, but whenever we're giving an intuitive reading or a spiritual counseling session, you know, it's more about me than it is really about you too. This is an exchange of energy. And whatever is going on in your world is going on in mine or has gone on in mine. And so this is really intimate work. This is a really spiritual, intimate work, okay? And I'm not coming from a place of authority because I don't have all the answers. And I'm sure you don't have all the answers. I don't want to be the person who has all the answers. Do you know how much pressure that is? To have all the answers? I don't want to have all the answers, and I'm sure you don't want to have all the answers. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tune in, and I'm going to tune into that space that sometimes you don't always recognize, sometimes you don't always pay attention to. I'm going to point it out to you today, and that's going to validate, that's going to confirm, and hopefully that's going to make you that much more happier. Cool? Cool. Let's do this. I am headed over to area code 857. First 3 digits is 222. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. What's going on?
Well, seeing that you asked, I'll tell you.
Uh-oh. I'm not scared. I am not scared.
There is a gentleman that that we have been on. Well, at least I've been on this road of trying to, I won't say trying, but yeah, trying to develop a friendship. And what I've had to do over the past couple of weeks is actually pull back from him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt that it was a one-sided thing. And mm-hmm. now he's trying to start up conversation again. And I'm not sure if I want to head in that direction with him again. Or should I give him an opportunity?
I have to watch the things I say on this show. Okay. But see, here's the thing, though. Spirit is all talking about you being upfront and honest about your feelings, because one of the cards that I pulled before you spoke was the coming out of the closet card. Oops, there it is. So it's all about the coming out of the closet card is all about saying, this is how I really feel. So in this, in the context of this conversation, in the context of what's going on with you, I think it wouldn't help. I think it wouldn't harm if you said, listen, you know what? I really like you. I think you're a great person, but I don't see anything worth continuing because it was really hard getting to know you.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
And that's and see what happens is if you give him that opportunity, he has to decide on whether or not he wants to show up for it or move on.
Right.
From there, you're not doing the work anymore. You're saying, listen, I like you. I'm interested. You make me giggle. There's something about you that's just so darn magnetic. But I have to say that moving forward, that seems a bit of a challenge for me. I have reservations about it because it was really hard to get to know you. And he's going to be like, well, what do you mean? Well, you know, you're not really open. I didn't feel like you were really open. And that's my experience. I'm not saying, you know, that's your truth. I'm just telling you my truth.
Right.
I felt like you weren't really open. And then after that, guess what he has to do? He has to decide, well, darn, maybe I am a little reserved. Maybe I haven't been really present. Maybe there is something kind of holding me back. And if I really like her, I've got to change this. I've got to adjust. I've got to say, you know what? I'm sorry about that. You know, I just had a lot going on, but I am ready and I'm willing to do something about that. I'm ready and willing to move forward with you if you're still interested. Then there's your answer.
True.
If he doesn't
that,
if he gives you another excuse, then you know, okay, you got some stuff going on that's too heavy for you to put down. That's cool. God bless you. You know, I still think you're cute. I wish you nothing but the best. But I'm moving on, and I thank God that I'm able to make that clarification because I know now that the universe will send me something even better. Because remember, the universe responds to clarity.
That's true. That's very true. And I don't think I've given him that. I really haven't spoken that to him. I just basically kind of backed up and just had no contact.
He knows something's not right.
He knows I pulled away my attention and my affection.
Right.
But I've always
and, you
been
know,
that way. He just hasn't been reciprocal of that with me.
Right. And you know, sometimes people know what they're doing, But when you point it out, in such an obvious way, or when you shine light on it, they can't hide. You know, they can't run from it. Then they know that you're a person who lives a no BS life. So if I'm going to roll with you and I'm going to walk with you, that means it's BS. I got to give up. And that means he has to make a decision on whether or not he wants to step up or if he wants to back down.
Right, right.
You've been doing all the work. Let him do some work.
I haven't spoken to him. We really have not had conversation in about almost going on 4 weeks. I see him on a daily basis. And I'm the type of person where I'm communicating. I'm reaching out. And I something to be fair to say, you need to stop.
Absolutely.
Back up and see what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yep. And being open and honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, being open and honest about this and saying, listen, especially now that he's come back, so of course he's interested. There's something there. He's interested. Mm-hmm. But by you calling it out right now, head on, because let me tell you something. Let me tell you what a lot of other people would do, and this is for everybody listening. Mm-hmm. They'll accept his advances and keep going in the habit of being the initiator.
Yeah.
And then get into a relationship with a person. And then years, and you're like, oh, crap, I feel empty. This relationship isn't, you know, reciprocal. There's no reciprocity here. Well, that's because you didn't call it out in the beginning.
Absolutely. And that's why, for me, that's why I kind of put, like, I'm like, the scales are not balanced. And I'm about balance. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm about the give and the take, and that it's an equal exchange of energy. But with him, it was not like that. And that's where I'm like, you know what? I need to pull back from this.
Yeah.
And it
could be a host of issues as to why he's not reciprocating. And that's not for us to fix. That's cool, you know. And
that's
he's allowed his path, and that's cool.
Absolutely.
But as far as you're concerned, you just want to know, are you in? Or are you out?
Right. And for him to contact me, just by he made some comment, and he thought that I was offended by the comment, and he couldn't tell whether or not I was offended by the comment or not, and he was just kidding. He's never, ever initiated, ever, and I've known him for 2 years, has never initiated any type of communication. That was the first.
Yeah. Wow. There's something there. I think he's definitely interested. I think that there's just some stuff going on. He could have some personality stuff going on. That's cool.
Yeah.
But for you, the spirit is really encouraging to say, hey, just be honest with the dude. Tell him, listen, I like you.
Yeah.
I like the time we spend together. I like the way we talk. It's there. But I have to admit that I'm a little nervous about moving forward with you because you're really hard to get to know, and you don't give back. And I really want to get to know you because I really think you're a nice guy.
That's exactly
Make sure you give him that affirmation at the end, okay? Because you know something with guys, us guys. I'm raising both my hands. I don't know what it is. We need a lot of affirmation. you got to tell him, I want to get to know you because I really think you're a nice guy. I like a lot of things about you. That's why I want to get to know you. It's not because I'm being nosy. It's not because I'm all up in your business. It's because I like you. Hello.
Because the only way we actually communicate is through email.
Okay.
We see each other on a daily basis. I prefer not to email.
Okay, good. I think you need to be honest with him. I think you need to tell him, I would like to move forward, but you've got to give me a little bit more, and it's got to be outside of emails. Let's have an actual conversation on the phone sometime. biggie.
Yeah.
I used to do this thing called let's have a phone date. We can schedule a time to just talk for like an hour or two. And if he accepts it, you've got it. If he does it, you bless him,
yeah.
and you see you this clarifying opportunity, and you move forward. Sounds good?
It sounds beautiful. It's perfect.
Thank you. No, thank you. Let me know what's going on with that, okay?
I will. Many blessings to you. It's beautiful.
Many blessings to you.
All right.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
I love it. Yeah, I'm like that too. I think she might be an Aries like me. Well, let me know what time it is. You know? Tell me. We're going over to our next call. Area code 347-825. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hey, Katie, what's going on?
Oh, my God. I had a beautiful week. And
you had a beautiful week? Oh,
yes,
I'm moving
positive
in.
Positive vibes.
I'm moving in.
And
that's good.
But I am ready for a relationship. I'm ready to meet, like, my, you know, I want to get into a serious relationship, and I want to have kids. So,
Katie.
Is that time? Mama's clock is ticking.
Katie.
I'm honest.
What about the guys that are knocking at your door already? Huh? Have you been paying attention to the guys who like, give me one more, give me a chance, please, baby, please?
No, I mean, I haven't really met anyone new. I want to meet somebody new.
You want to meet somebody new?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have to acknowledge all these. You've got all these eyes on you, all these guys who are just like, man, if she ever threw me some attention. And, you know, you get quite a bit of attention. You get some attention on social media. There's some guys around you in your life, in your everyday. Do you work?
Right now, I'm not.
Okay. How long ago were you working?
I was working maybe about a month ago, and no, I didn't like anybody there. No.
You didn't like anybody there, but there was this one guy that I keep seeing. Man.
It was one sexy man that walked near my section one day, and I was like, who the hell is that? But I never seen him again. I've never seen him again, but it's this guy I've seen twice in my neighborhood, and I like him a lot, like a lot.
I'd
love to see him again. Yes.
I think that you should say something. I'm going to say that I kind of feel like he might be in between a situation. He might have somebody, or he's trying to get out of a relationship, or, you know, he's feeling the need. Okay, it's time for me to move on type of deal. But if you see him again, I'm giving you the green. JP is giving you the green light to say hi, because Spirit keeps saying, Katie, there is so much opportunity around you that you're not paying attention to, because you want somebody new. You want somebody from a different area. You want somebody probably from a different time.
But you know what? That guy I saw, I would take him, but I seen him and I just like stopped in my tracks. I didn't say hi, and I just was like staring. But I like him.
So this is what I'm going to tell you to do. I want you, every time you go out and you see a guy who's handsome, you see he's attractive, I want you to be approachable. I want you to, and it's not that because I think that the next guy you see is the one. It's because I want you to make that affirmation to the universe. The affirmation is, I hear you. There is opportunities around me, and I'm getting closer to it, and I'm putting myself out there. Okay? Because Spirit is literally saying, this person, this being in whom you will be having two children with, it's around you. It's in close proximity to you. It's around you. And just be present. Be open. Be available to the opportunities around you, okay? Because it's going to happen for you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon, actually. It's going to happen soon. The potential is there, but I want you to really be approachable, be flirtatious, take those free dinners. Them free movie tickets, you know, you don't have to do anything. You know, you take you. Yes, of course we can go to the movies. You know what movie I want to see? Do it. Put it out there. But, let the universe know.
No, but honestly, I haven't met anybody like in a long time. Now, you know, there's people I already know, but I haven't met. I'm just saying, you know how you want to meet people like a new person.
So let me tell you what happens, and see, this is for everybody. Let me tell you what happened, and I told this to my partner today. Me and her, we had a long, little juicy conversation in the car. This is what happens, and this is a great example. So let's say I wear glasses. I have to wear glasses, okay? So sometimes the only time I'm taking them off is if I'm going to bed. I even shower with my glasses, but God forbid I put my glasses down, don't know where they are. I get mad, I get angry, I get anxious. I'm all around the house trying to find these things, and these things are right in front of my face. But I don't see it because I'm so wrapped up in being anxious about missing my glasses. This is how the law of attraction actually works. The law of attraction is not about sending opportunities to you. The opportunities are already there. The law of attraction is about getting you to be positive, less anxious, more relaxed and calm so that you can see and notice the opportunities that are already in your life. A lot of people think that the law of attraction is about bringing stuff in, you know, calling things in. No, it's already there. It's literally already there. And so this opportunity is already there in front of you. And so the Spirit is encouraging you to step out of the future thinking, step out of future thinking, step into being present, step into learning to, because that's another card I pulled for you, which is the personal power card. And this card is all about appreciating how powerful you are and being in the present moment. You can't do that unless you're in the present moment. And so this card is really telling you, Katie, you've got to look yourself in the mirror. Pay attention to how beautiful you are. Pay attention to how fly you are. Pay attention to how wonderful your personality is and how much of a great catch you are.
I am.
And every time you go to the store, I don't care if it's the same store, you go to the store and you're going to see somebody, but now I know you work here because I don't see you, but you look a little different. Well, yeah, he looks a little different because he might be a potential partner for you, but you see it now because you've been focused on how beautiful you are. And in focusing on how beautiful and wonderful you are, you're making yourself available and ready for the right relationship. I live in Miami. These are all my dogs. Making that barking noise.
You know what? People usually tell me that I shouldn't look where I've been looking, or I shouldn't date people that where I'm from or where I hang out. Look somewhere around. But I like what you're saying, though. I like what you're saying because I'm really into self-love and knowing that I'm valuable and that I am a great match. Anybody is lucky to have me.
Yes.
But I want a man that meets my standards. But if I do see that man again, I'm definitely going to say hi to him.
Yeah, please do. And I was going to talk a little bit about your standards, but we're not going to go there. That's another show.
No.
However, those folks – that's why I said you want a man from a different time. But, you know, I know you didn't catch that real quick, but everybody else, that's why. But see, this is, those folks are telling you that, but they're not taking into account the spiritual equation to this, okay? And the spiritual equation is everything is energy. Everything is energy. And so you are only going to focus and hone in on the energy you're giving off. And so if you're giving off, you got to be my standard. Not that it's a bad thing, but what it's doing is it's keeping you boxed in and you don't see the potential that's in front of you because you're so worried about your standards. But when you focus
gotcha.
On how much of a good catch you are, those standards take a back seat, so to speak. But when you focus
mm-hmm.
on how much of a good catch you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have to worry about somebody ever being in your life that's less than that because you're busy focusing on how good you are, how wonderful you are, your hair, your nails, your skin, you know, how much of a giver you are, how much of a lover you are, how you can cook good because I got a feeling you can cook good, how
well,
much,
I can
you know,
eat.
There's so much to you that's so great. If you just focus on that, I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, if you just focus on that, the energy around you changes because you'll change. And you'll start to notice people that you sing all the time. You'll start to notice something different about them. And what you're actually noticing is how you and them are connected. Because when we find a partner, what we're really
mm-hmm.
wanting is to see ourselves in that person. And
right.
you can't see yourself in that person if you're not looking at yourself. That's
wow,
how the universe
that is so
works.
That is really deep what you just said.
Yeah.
Because you know when
yeah,
you're looking outside of yourself, and if you just think that person is great, and you don't think you're so great, it's like you know it's a different
it
attraction.
Is.
But when you're valuing yourself, you're only going to attract people that's valuing you too. And
there it
see
is.
Yourself in them. I got it. I got it. I got it.
Thank you.
This is what I've been doing actually for the. You know, this is what I've been doing. So I'm gonna call you in a week or two and just let you know how this goes.
Please do. Please do. And when you're ready to get married, please know that I do weddings, okay?
Oh, God, I would love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're so welcome, Katie. Call me back.
I will. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love that. I love Katie. Oh, that was great. She's great. She's all that in a bag of chips. I'm trying to tell you. Any man would be like, oh, whew, all right. Okay, I'm going over to Eric. And please forgive the dogs. Ladies and gentlemen, let me fill you in something about Miami in case you've never been. Everybody except me has a dog. When you come to Florida, when you come to South Florida, animals, you know, having a pet is like a thing here. It's more than just companionship. It's almost like it's possession. And sometimes I just feel so bad for the animals. I really do. But, you know, everybody has an animal. So today's Sunday. A lot of the animals, the pets, are out and about, wandering around. So you'll hear the barking, noises outside. Welcome to Miami. What are you going to do? Okay, area code 703-201. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
I'm doing great. First, this is the first time listening to your show, but you have the most infectious laugh and spirit I have ever met.
Oh, don't say that. I hope you meet more folks like me. Oh, that is
totally
such a blessing.
Serious.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I think my mom was a coffee drinker when I was pregnant, when she was pregnant with me. So
I thought
thank
I had a lot
so
of energy,
much.
But I think you topped me.
Oh, that's good. That's so good. Oh, that's so good. What can I do for you today?
Well, I was actually wondering, I actually tried out for a TV show back in January. So I'm trying to see if you see some travel in the month of /July, August. The door's still open. You know,
yes.
What can I come from this thing?
Ooh, I see some good stuff, especially in September, brewing for you. Do you have an agent? Do you have an agent?
No, no. Why do I need one?
Please get an agent. and get one that can crack the whip. Get the agent that is a complete hustler, okay? Because I think you're going to need an agent very soon. I see some really great activity happening in September, late August. I do see some travel coming up for you. Please get an agent, and I would advise that really pay attention to your gut. When you meet folks, really pay attention to your gut. When you're presented with opportunities, pay attention to that gut. Pay attention to that stomach. See what the stomach says. The stomach is going to say, yeah, or the stomach will say, whatever you hear that stomach says, don't do it.
Yep,
don't,
I'm with you on that one.
Do it. Don't go there. You know, don't continue a relationship with that person. And you don't have to do it in a rude way. I know you know how to do it. You know, you just keep it moving. Be charismatic. Be happy, outgoing. But you just keep that in the back of your mind that this may not be a person that you want to continue a relationship with, business, social, or otherwise. Pay attention to your gut, okay? Please, please, please get an agent. Please get an agent.
My challenge is I cannot sing. I tried out for America's Got Talent, but I cannot sing, but I sing with my hands. I sign music and sign language. I can't sing. That's my
talent. Fantastic. That's fantastic.
And believe it or not, when I auditioned in January, I went to Florida. I went to Jacksonville. I went to Pennsylvania. I went to New York. The next one is in California.
How cool is that? And so are you only pursuing music? Because I really feel a strong pull in acting.
You know what? I would love to. I wanted to be on that show, Switched at Birth, and be like a sign language interpreter music for the show. But the show's canceled. So, you know, maybe there's something else.
I would definitely, if I were you, I would stay open to some acting gigs and some acting opportunities. Take it.
Absolutely.
I would get in contact if there's some local improv groups. You know, I would put myself out there, send over a resume, make a pitch, join the improv group, join any theater troupes in the area. I would definitely get an agent.
Well, I have a Twitter account, and believe it or not, Simon Cowell actually follows me. I don't know if it's actually him, but he follows me on my Twitter, and I made all new sign language videos and posted them all on my Twitter account, and then my Facebook page, and YouTube. So they're all on my YouTube thing.
Oh my God, it's brewing. Yeah, you definitely have something. You have this charm. You have the charisma. I think this is the lifetime for you to step forward and take center stage. I would get an agent. I would be all over top of this. And I got really strongly the card, the manifestation card, so the law of attraction. So I don't know if you're a fan of law of attraction teachings, Abraham Hicks. I would YouTube Abraham Hicks like crazy, listen to it every day, do the affirmations, do the meditations every day. Oh, good. Good.
I have a vision board.
Something. Oh, perfect.
I do. I have a vision board. I see it every day. And then you know what? I was adopted, and my birth mother is a psychic, so I get some of her stuff from her. But I asked the universe the other day. I said, "Universe, is this journey still going to happen? Are we still on track? Everything good?" And I'm telling you, when every license plate just flashed by my eyes that I went to and I'm going to, in that moment.
Oh, perfect. This is you. This is for you. And it's all about receiving. Here's something I want you to take away from this. When you think about being an actress, and I'm going to say it an actress. I'm just going to put that out there. But when you think about being an actress and you think about being center stage, I want this to be your meditation and your prayer from now on. I want you to think about why it's so awesome to be living in your life purpose. Why is it so awesome? Because I'm going to reach so many people. I'm going to inspire so many people. I love to travel. I love being on the road. I love being in and out of the hotels. I love the relationships that I get to make. I want you to go on a freaking rampage every day, all day, about why you love being in that path, being on your path, being in your true, your authentic self. Just do it, because the universe responds to what you're being, And let me tell you, it's already been brewing. There's some great things happening for you in September. You've got to get an agent so you can have some protection and you have somebody out there hustling for you. I would even say get a manager so that you have somebody taking a look at these contracts.
You can be my agent slash manager. you can become my manager and we'd be great together.
It.
Your energy and my energy would be awesome. We would need coffee.
The world would not be ready. They would send us to Mars quickly. The first people on Mars. They're like, oh, people can't be this happy. This is not true. This is.
I don't even drink coffee. I'm like this all the time.
Me either. But this path is for you. There is so much light about you. So many people you'll be touching and inspiring, and you love it just for the sheer joy of it. You know, it's not just about
Absolutely.
It's not about the fame. You just love the
nope.
joy of it, and you love being a creator. You love being a manifester,
yep.
and if you just focus on that, continue to focus on that, I'm telling you, we'll be seeing you on TV soon.
And you know what's funny? I'm looking at my window, I'm looking out my window, and then there's all the cars on the street, and one right there has Florida license plates.
Oh. You see? You can't
you
make
see?
This stuff up.
You can't.
Folks, I hope you all are listening to this, really.
Not a coincidence.
I hope you're listening to this. It is never a coincidence.
Never.
We are the creators of our lives. We live in unconditional love. Unconditional love is the ability to create, is the ability to navigate, is the ability to manifest. That's unconditional love. And that's what we are. That's what we're channeling, folks. You can't, ladies and gentlemen, please keep us posted so that we'll know what TV channel to turn to when you're on it.
America's Got Talent. But you know what? When you ask your guys and angels for a sign and a path, and they give it to you.
They do.
But you have to
they
ask.
They give it to you. You have to ask, and you have to be
And then
open.
You have to be thankful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got it.
Thankful and gratitude
you got
every
it.
Day. I'm like, thank you. And I have thankful so much I had tears coming down, you know, because this journey
great.
Is going to change my life. And I hope maybe I can meet a really great guy from, you know, I need some losers, like the other caller. I need losers after losers after losers. I'm ready to finally meet someone who will appreciate me for me.
I have to tell you that there is someone, and it almost feels like, and this is a potential partner. There are many potential partners for you, but there is someone, and it almost feels like he's an attorney or like I think he's a lawyer. I think he's in law. I think that he's somehow in the entertainment business, very casual guy. I think this person that you'll be meeting, he has to be like a lawyer or an attorney or an agent or something like that. I wanted to say agent, but he doesn't seem like he doesn't seem like that type. He seems like a person who is just all about policy and law and. Just this scholar sort of folk person. But
well,
he's really cool.
He's definitely
going to
come
the
from
beach.
This journey.
Yeah, it is. He definitely loves the beach. He loves the sand. He loves wearing shorts. He's just like this casual guy, just down the earth guy. Okay. That is coming up for you.
That's why I got to go to California. I need to meet him.
This is going to be so great. Please keep me posted. This is going to be great.
I'll send you a link to my video so you can watch it.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Please do. Please do.
I will do that. I will do that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it was great chatting with you. Thank you for the awesome
Absolutely.
Chat and your energy.
You got it.
You know, your energy, my energy. I don't know. I feel like we would be scary. Well,
too much of a good thing. The world might not be ready.
I don't know.
Ready.
We
can
just chat all day long. You get the great best energy. We could just chat all day long, but you know, I know we can't. But another time.
That is so funny. Please call me back and please send me that link.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So I've got, oh gosh, I didn't even realize the time was going by so quickly. So let me see what I can do. I am going to check if I can extend the time so that I can get to everybody. And the lines are filling up. So let me give you the number again, 646-564-9868. You've got to press the number one. I see everybody in the chat room. Listen, if you ever need to reach me, you want to talk with me, I'm on Facebook. Here's my legal name, not my stripper name. I've got a stripper name, but here's my legal name. It's James P. as in Paul Jackson Jr. You can follow me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at KidSpiritJP, Instagram, KidSpiritJP. I've got another Twitter. It's SpiritCoachJP. You can follow me there. Or you can always send me an email. It's jp-inspirit, that's INSPIRIT, at live.com. I am going to check right now. I have no idea how to do this. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, the show will end in 2 minutes because I have no idea how to extend it. But I think they give me like a 15 to 30-minute grace period, so I'll still take some calls, okay? Let's do it like that. Is that gravy? I hope that's gravy. I'm going to my next caller, which is 856-776. Who's this?
Hi, JP. This is Laura.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alive. I'm living the dream. What's going on, Laura?
I was wondering what you might be picking up for making a move, purchasing my home, and the job that I'm starting on Tuesday. How you
Ooh.
See that going? It's a contract for 3 months.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that job. I really like that job. You won't be there forever.
Yeah.
That's such a – why do people say that? You won't be there – of course you won't be there forever. Let me rephrase. You won't be there for as long as you think. But I like that job because there are a few people on that job, I think. So I just got the 90-second mark for everybody. If you need to go, go. If you want to stay, stay. Just stay on the line, and I'll get to as many callers as I can. But I think the chat room is going to go down, but I really, really appreciate each and every one of you for joining me today. I like that job for you because there are a few people on that job I think that you are going to friend for a while. Let's see. Also, what's this whole thing about forgiveness and having to make peace?
I don't know.
So, there is someone stepping forward, ready to make peace with you. I don't know if this person – wait, let me get the clarity. Let me get the clarity. Yeah, I think this is is this a family member? I kind of feel like this is a family member. There is somebody in your life that's really ready for you to accept their apology. They really want to make peace with you, and I think that's super huge, and it's very important for you to go forward, to move forward. I am not clearly being shown who this person is, but I'm being shown that this is – and it's a woman. It's a female. It's connected to, oh, why do they do this? Why do they make it so complex? It is a woman, but right behind, this is the image that I'm showing, okay? Here's a woman. She's ready to make peace with you. Right behind her, there's a male. And these are folks who are still living, who are ready to make peace with you, who love you, who are very sorry for some of the things they've said to you or done. Yeah, and they really want you to know that. I don't think they have the wherewithal to do this, to make peace with you. I don't think they know how to have that conversation with you. I think that they may feel even a little embarrassed because there might be some stuff you don't even know about. But I want you to know that Spirit wants you to know that there is someone who is really undermining you, and they're really ready to move forward, and they want to make peace with you, which is a great thing, because here's something folks don't know, and I'm going to tell folks this. You know, when someone has some animosity or resentment towards us or whatever it is, all those thoughts are energy. All those thoughts are energy. And so that's why it's so important for us to always stay grounded, to always spend time in nature, to meditate, to really, really do our best to shield our energies, because we pick up on those thoughts. We pick up on those energies. And I guess this is Spirit's way of saying that whoever was sending out those thoughts of animosity and resentment, they're not doing it anymore. They're cleaning up their act. They're ready to make amends. And the next card after that is the card of joy, pure joy. So here's what I'm getting for you. I'm getting that job is going to be great. There are some great friendships that you need to make on that job that are going to last for a long, long time. You are getting ready to step into a time in your life where you'll start to feel the energy of joy. You'll start to feel the energy of relief. You'll start to feel the energy of generosity. You'll start to feel the energy of well-being. And from that place, you'll start to make decisions, clarifying decisions that will help you to move forward, especially around, are you a spiritual teacher?
Oh, snap. I guess you could say that. I don't want to go down that path right now. I want to get my
Okay. Because the spiritual teacher card came up right after joy.
Yeah.
Okay. What is this? What is this resistance? What is this about? You know you came to help people work through their stuff, right?
Well, I help people all the time reason through tough situations in our life. So I do counsel people, but with regards to the spiritual stuff, everybody tells me that I'm intuitive and I get signs from spirit and I get physical signs. I get a lot. In fact, something moved today and I couldn't figure out where it came from, but it was in the house. I mean, that stuff happens all the time. But I figured, you know, that's going to evolve as time goes on. I'm not in a hurry. I figure if my spirit is ready to divulge everything, it will happen, and I'll be ready. But right now, you know.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to get you. Okay, because why do I feel like you're – so are you a medium?
I've been told that's coming, but I have not experienced it. Completely yet. No, I wouldn't say that.
you are so sweet. Okay, so I kind of feel like you are a medium, and I feel as though you have a fantastic connection to spirit. And I think that a part of what you're here to teach is actually something you're here to give, which is some relief. You're here to help people know that they're not crazy, that the spirits and the orbs that they see are actually real, and you're to be able to validate that for them because you'll be able to see them, pick it up, and share it with them. And I think that this is, it's not all of your life path, but it's prominent. It's something big. And it's a part of your joy. It's a part of your inspiration to be able to give that sort of affirmation and confirmation to folks, because you're uplifted. You want to see folks happy. You want to see folks empowered, you know, and I know that, you know, that's easy to say, but folks don't get that. Not everybody wants that for everybody. And so it's something to celebrate.
I happen to be one of those people that does want that.
Absolutely. And it's something to celebrate, and it's something to talk about, because when you meet somebody who wants the best for others, that's huge. That's big. You know, they're willing to channel heaven on earth. That's how heaven on earth will happen, because we have folks who are willing to step up and say, I want the best for you. And I know that I can't save you. I can't do everything. I don't know it all. You know, I don't have it all. But what I do have and what I do know, I'll be able to share it with you, because I know that it's going to help you. It's going to uplift you. And so here it is. Spirit wants to first confirm that there is a resolution, somebody in your family is ready for forgiveness and ready to make that appeal to you. Your energy is much more lighter than you realize. You are going higher and higher and higher in vibrational states. I love this job because it's going to bring you some money in the bank. And
good.
Some money to bank, and you're going to have some good friendships there that are going to last for a long time. And when you get settled in that job, please, 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 please start to do the research about your medium abilities. Take a few classes. Go and get a Ricky tune-up, you know. Go and get that Ricky tune-up. Go get the
master.
Ricky thing. Look at there. Oh, look at this. So really, you should be on the other end of this phone. That's what this is really about.
I'm not there yet.
You see?
I'm not right for that.
You see? No, you are. And you are here with us. You are my sister. And you are here with us. And you are here to walk that path and to do the work. And the work is helping folks to realize how empowered they actually are. You know, they don't want responsibility for themselves because they've been taught and trained not to take responsibility for themselves. But we know better. We're able to guide them. And so when you get settled in this job, give it about 2 or 3 months. In fact, I'm giving it 2 months. Please, please do some research, because I think that you have a fantastic gift. You are highly psychic, highly intuitive. You are a medium, and I think that you will be giving a lot of comfort to a lot of folks. And I would not be surprised if you would, a year from now, be holding workshops and really, you know, doing auditorium sessions and letting folks come visit you at a coffee shop while you give medium readings or angel readings. That you pick up. You don't need tools. You might need tools, you know, to start off with, but I think that you are so in tune that you won't need cards. You won't need a pendulum. You won't need anything. It'll just come, and it'll flow through you. And I think that you'll be doing a lot of great work. And you know what, darn it, when you have your first class and your first, you know, auditorium readings, I want an invite.
I'll invite you if this all goes down the way you're saying. I promise you, I will definitely invite you.
I want an invite, and I'm going to come with my T-shirt on and a sign saying "Told you." Oh my gosh! Yeah, this is. It gets better from here. It gets better from here, and I you need to hear that. It gets better from here. Now
okay.
The good stuff.
What about the house, JP? Do you see me getting my house?
You know what? Let's see. So you're trying to sell the house?
No, I want to buy a house.
You want to buy the house?
Yeah, but I need to get stable enough in work and money coming in before I can
do
it.
Yeah, yeah, I think this job is going to really help you. I'm not getting anything about buying a house right now because I think that you definitely need to get comfortable with this job first. You get in the job first. Yeah, of course you'll be able to buy a house, but I don't see you. What am I saying? I don't see that it's something urgent that you're going to do really soon. I see you at this job, and when I see you at the job, my stomach feels full. And so for me, that means that security. Stability. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
what I see. Whenever I see
guy,
you at this job.
Mm-hmm. The guy, Pete, the one that brought me into – there's a guy named Pete, and there's a guy – I forgot the other guy's name. Gosh. But they brought me in to connect with this client. So I met with a client. It went well. So I start Tuesday with a very short-term contract. But in the meantime, this guy, Pete, said there might be a job that they can jump get me involved in down in Atlanta. And that's
the
story I talked to. Do you see that happening?
I was going to say, I really believe that he's a trustworthy person. I believe that he's a supporter. I think that this is a person who is in your corner. And I think that this is somebody who, if he says he's got some stuff brewing and he's going to do whatever he's got to do to make that happen and to follow through.
Okay, great. Thanks, JP.
Oh, yeah. I feel that in my stomach. Yeah. You're welcome. Call me back and let me know.
I will.
You got it. You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. 646973. Who's this?
All right now. You know who this is. This is your Aries brother, New Neo Man. What's going on?
Oh my, don't do this to me right now. Don't have me tear up right now. I have to calm down. How are you? Nuria's in the building. Where's my applause button? I don't have an applause button. Oh my God.
Well.
How are you?
I'm very well, man. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what just happened. You don't know. You know when stars align for a particular divine purpose? That just happened. You all have no idea who you're listening to right now. You have no idea who you are listening to right now. Brother, I love you. How are you?
I love you too, man. I miss you, man. This is so good.
Well,
that's my number that showed up. That's my number, so make sure you take that down. I was going to reach out to you. It was funny. I was going to reach out to you last week, and I was going to leave you an inbox message in your Facebook Messenger, and I said, you know what? We need to do a show again. It's been like almost 5 years, man.
OMG.
Five years.
Don't tell me that, Nora. Don't tell me that. Are you serious?
Yes. Almost.
Oh,
yes.
My
exactly.
Gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my. So,
community.
So for those who don't know, we're just talking. For those who don't know, Norio is my brother. He's my spiritual brother, this man is, I like to call, a creative genius because he does it all. He is an artist, spoken word artist, an energy healer, an intuitive artist, a teacher, a writer. He does it all. And we had a beautiful community called the Spiritual Light Community, right? I got that right. And we were a group of intuitive light workers. And mm-hmm. It has been 5 years since we blessed the mic with all of our presence. And this is about to make me tear up because I love this guy who is on the air right now. Noriel, you have to do a show with me. You just have to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh my God. I am going to let me do this caller, and I will call you back on my personal line. Listen to me. That's how stuff happens. This is how you get stuff done. Oh my God. I miss you. I'm giving you a call after this call, this caller. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for showing up. This is so good. You all are in trouble. You have no idea what's going to happen. Okay, so I will call you back, brother.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, this is so good. And let's see, this one, 347-463, who's this?
This is Kanika.
Oh, Kanika, how are
Kanika
you?
I'm okay, it's Tanika, it's T-A-N-E-K-A.
With, what, see, I told you I went to public school.
I did too.
Trying to get all fancy with me. And I told you at the beginning, I went to public school. Tanika, that's really pretty.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
It means little warrior. That's what I've been told
Ooh,
all my life.
Little warrior. That's very befitting because I'm getting that you have a lot of fire with you. How's it going, Tanika? What can I do for you?
It's going okay. I just wanted to hear about love life. I, too, am looking for marriage and children and a partner. So I just wanted to hear what you have for me, like what you see for me with that.
Can we talk about this last guy?
Yeah, we can.
So are you and this gentleman still talking or you have a relationship?
He doesn't really talk to me, so I guess we're not dating anymore. If you're talking about the gentleman whose name starts with an M, like Mary, I don't really know. I don't really know what's up with him. I thought we were dating, and he just doesn't really talk to me. So I don't really. I'm just kind of uncomfortable with that. I don't really know what's going on. What's his deal? I guess I just get that done.
Yeah, because this person is showing up in your energy and, you know, it's making me feel like there's unfinished business or you two are still together or what's going on. So basically we need some closure with that. Okay. Let me just confirm something right now. Okay. That it ain't him. Okay. There's no looking back with this. There's no looking back with this one. Okay. It's not him. It's definitely not him. So there's going to have to be some closure. I don't know how you want to do that. If you want to have a conversation with him, if you want to send him an email, or if you don't even want to talk to him at all, you just want to journal it out, or you just want to do a letter and just let that go. But he's got to get out your energy, okay? Because that's not it. We're just going to do that. That's not it, okay? And he's showing up, and we can just let that go. Yes?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so also what's coming up is you taking care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a lot of responsibilities on you. I don't know if you have some children or, you know, you're taking care of some parents or, you know, you're trying to keep a lot of plates in the air. But Spirit is really asking you, hey, Tanika, slow down, take care of yourself, because you all you got. You understand that?
I'm learning how to take care of myself now as an adult. That's probably what they're talking about.
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself. That means you got to eat good, sleep good. You know, if you got to buy a new pillow, if you got to get 8 hours instead of six, get 8 hours. And you know why that's so important? Because when you're focusing, just like the last caller we had, when you're focusing on taking care of yourself, you're sending the universe clarifying decisions. And those clarifying decisions are so important as it relates to the type of guy you want to attract in your life. You've got to take care of yourself. You've got to slow down, okay? And you've got to rest more. You've got to eat good. You know, I don't know what this issue is about food, but you've got to eat. And, you know, I'm not telling you to, you know, change your diet. What I'm saying is you've got to literally eat a little more. Take care of yourself. Eat some home cooked stuff. Yeah, okay, good. And you've got to sleep. You got to drink water. I'm feeling a lot of water. You got to get that water in. And you really got to treat yourself well. You really do, because you're worth it. It's important. You're valuable. And I'm telling you, the next guy that's to come along, he's going to want nothing less, okay? Because the same way I'm in your ear, the same way he's going to be in your ear. I'm like, babe, you got to slow down. Babe, wait a minute, right? And you don't want that energy to be seen as, oh, he's just nagging me and you get mad. No, you want to know that he's telling you the truth. And the way you'll know he's telling you the truth is because you got to start doing that for yourself right now. You got to take care of yourself right now, because this next dude is health conscious. Let me tell you, it might get on your nerves a little bit. It might get on your nerves a little bit. He's the guy, you better come in here and take some of this black seed oil. You know, he's that guy. He's health, but he's harmless. He respects his body. He respects his mind. He respects his temple. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for a queen who does the same. And you are that. You understand? You are that. You are a person who respects her body, her mind, and her heart. And Spirit is really asking you to slow down and take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay? Here's something you're going to like. The card right after that is the soulmate card.
Sounds like Nick, oh boy.
What is that about? What?
It sounds like somebody that I was so in love with that we broke up in August 2014, and he has his birthday added up to 11/11, and right before I met him, I kept seeing 11/11 on the clock when I was going through a really bad time in my life, and I met him, and his birthday added up to that. And we fell in love, and that was like one of the most deepest loves I ever had in a year than I've had with people that I've been with for years. And me and him only together for a year. And we broke up in August 2014, but for some reason I still think about him. I don't know why.
Yeah, you've got a soulmate relationship coming up, and right after that card is the spiritual law of attraction, meaning you're attracting this. So here's the thing. What's his name? Let me tune in a little bit.
Nick.
Okay. So I'm not getting clarity on whether or not it's him, but this is what I want to say. What I want to say is there is a love for you that's coming up that's going to be deep and heartfelt and heart-centered, and it's a good one. It's a good one to feel safe in, okay? Your prayers are being answered. Your request is being heard. It's coming in your life in a time where you're going to need this upliftment. You're going to need this empowerment, okay? Don't resist it. Don't get worked up with the past. Don't rehearse the past failures, okay? That's counterproductive. Don't rehearse the past hurts and the disappointments. Let it go. Let it go. You are a different person now. Yeah?
Yes.
You're a different person. You're a different woman. Your priorities are different. You can tell the real from the fake, can't you?
Yes.
Oh, Suki now. Can you tell the real from the fake?
Yes, I can. I can. I do believe that I can better now.
That's what I want you to remember. Every time that fear creeps in, that doubt, that, oh, my God, I know this love is coming, but is this going to be a lifetime or this? Every time those doubts get in your mind, I want you to remind yourself I'm a woman. My priorities are different. I'm a different person than I was back then. And this time around, I can tell the real from the fake.
Okay.
That completely changes the thought patterns, and it changes energy. Because what you're telling universe is, listen, I don't have time for the games. Either you're in it or you're not. Either you're willing to work with me or you're not. Either you can love me and value me for who I am or you don't. Because I can tell the real from the fake. That's something I think you have to hang on to. You can tell the real from the fake. So here's the takeaway. Love is coming, and it's going to be deep. But don't sour this potential. Don't sour this potential with thoughts of the past. Let that young man go. Let the soulmate go. Let the last one go. Be ready. Be open. Be in your power. Know that you are really in charge. You don't have to be swept away. You're in charge. You don't have to fall in love. You can stand in it.
Oh, wow. I never heard that saying before, and I always fall so deep, like all over the place, like a mess. I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to fall. I don't ever encourage my ladies, the clients I work with, you don't have to fall, because if you fall in love, you'll fall for anything. You can stand in love. You can stand in it. You can say, this is what's important to me. This is my core values. And if you're not on the same page, I wish you well.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you're cute. Yeah, you're cute. Yeah, I'm attracted to you. Yeah, I like your smile. Yeah, I like what you're talking. But you're going to work for this. You're going to work for this.
That sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. When he takes you all on these dates and you go out, you pay for half your bill. You pay for your way.
Okay.
You pay for your way. You make it known. I'm not easy. You're not just going to come in and throw money around and think I owe you something later or think, no, I'm not easy. I'm going to pay for my own ticket. I'm going to pay for my own meal. And I'm not with this texting back and forth. I want you to call me and tell me what we're doing. Now, I can understand if you're texting me because you're at work, but come on.
I know. I agree with that. I really don't like the too much of the texting thing. It's like too easy for men to do that.
Oh,
I really
yeah.
do agree with that. Yeah.
As and you lay it out front. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you're right. You are so right about it. And you do it, you know, do it like you add a sugar to medicine. Sometimes medicine doesn't taste right, so you put a little sugar in it. You can do it in a sweet way. Say, listen, you know what? I don't really respond well to text messages because I never know what a person means. So that we never have a miscommunication or a misunderstanding, I prefer you call me.
Okay.
Nothing with you. It's nothing with you, sir. It's just, it's my preference. Well, you don't let me pay for your ticket. It's because I got my own. I'm okay. Doesn't mean I don't like you. I like you. But I just want you to know that I don't need you.
That's something good. That sounds new to me. That sounds really good.
Oh, yeah, stand in this. And don't be surprised if you meet a guy who's with you every step of the way.
Okay.
And pay attention. Here's another piece of advice, not from Spirit, from JP. Pay attention to how that young man treats the women in his life, especially his mom. It's old school advice, but it's so important. Pay attention to how he treats women in his life, especially with women that are close to him, like relatives. Pay attention. Okay?
Yeah.
You got this.
I
and
hope
you deserve
so.
To be loved.
I really feel that way. I mean, and I want to be a mom. Like, I just want to have a family. Like, I always wanted just, you know, just a simple life like that. I'm not saying it's always simple. I know it's not simple, but I really do just want
it's
to have,
for
like,
you.
The children and the husband.
Oh, yeah. It's for you. It's just going to require a little TLC beforehand. So that's a little prep. You know how you prep for stuff? The prep for you is a little TLC, taking care of yourself, and to really own your core values and what you're looking for in a mate. Don't be defensive. You know, that's the mistake a lot of people make. They get defensive. Be approachable. Be kind. Be sweet. Be flirtatious. But have those principles. Have those core values. Okay? And take care of yourself. More importantly, take care of yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, I know. I need to. So they don't see
and
it.
Email
though,
me.
I will. They don't see it being the guy from the past. They don't see it being Nick.
I'm not getting a yes or nay. Usually I'm not getting a yes or nay because number one, either or one, the energy isn't definite yet. That means that there hasn't been a mutual decision on either side or accumulation of decisions. Because remember, everything that happens is a result of an energetic momentum. So it's a result of decisions and choices that you've been making from a particular energetic perspective, okay? So if I don't get a yes or no, it's because there's not enough momentum towards a yes or no, or number two, your guides don't want to tell you right now because they don't want you to get into that negative loop.
Okay.
Okay? And usually... Mm-hmm. If it's that way, that's because this relationship, it's going to be a very deep one, very powerful one, a transformational one. And that's what you want. You don't want a transactional relationship. It's what they teach you in business, transactions. You want a transformational relationship.
Right. That's true.
Right.
Can you see?
Stand in it, girl.
Well, you see.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Do they show you children for me, or is that something that
absolutely.
They don't show?
Are you serious? Absolutely.
I'm just asking. Because I'm
absolutely. I see three, actually. I see three. I think two of them are boys, and they're, ooh, they're bad. Bad, bad, bad. Oh. They're not bad. I'm just saying they're active. Absolutely.
How long from now?
I think it's going to be in another 2 to 3 years based on the momentum now. Okay?
Okay.
2 to 3 years based on what's going on right now.
Okay. I had heard before that might be twins, that because there's one member of my family that one reader had said that, and I have one aunt that has twins, a boy and a girl, twins.
Ooh. Wow. Well, I definitely see three, and I think two of them are boys because – the first two that are coming up are just running all over the place, and you're telling them, sit. Didn't I tell you to sit down? Didn't I tell you to put that down? That's all I see. If you that's all I see. You're like, Lord, help me, please. Help me, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. Call me back. Let me know.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. That is it for me, ladies and gentlemen. You have rocked with me all the way to the end. I will see you next Sunday. Maybe we should do next Sunday for 2 hours. How about that? Is that all right? I think that'll be okay. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. More importantly, thank you, Sacred Embers Network. Thank you, DC. Till next time, I'm JP.